at the beginning and the ending of all things. That's how Clair North's 84K begins. I'm Scott McNulty, and this is Recently Read. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I've been feeling a little stressed out lately. There are lots of reasons for this, but I would be lying if I didn't say, the state of the world in general wasn't a pretty big reason. One of the ways that I try to relax about anything is by, as you might guess, reading. I've long been meaning to read something by Clair North, and when I saw 84K in a bookstore several months ago, I don't even remember where, I bought it, because that's what I tend to do when I'm in an independent bookstore, and I promptly forgot about it after I put it on a shelf at home. Then I was searching around for the next book that I wanted to read. I saw 84K, and I picked it up, not even reading the back cover or thinking about what it was about. I just jumped right in. Then I'm going to level with you. Clair North, which is not her real name, is a good writer, but I wish I'd started with a different book of hers. Why is that? Well, you see, this book is set in the near future in Britain. That's not the problem. I'm an Anglophile. I blame my English degree. However, the near future of this book is a dystopia. And I'm not even against dystopian visions of the future in general. However, this one is a little bit too believable. The way she describes the gradual erosion of human rights to be replaced by a hyper-capitalistic society in which the company, and that's with a capital C, provides all of life's needs, and the government outsources services to said company, including police, tax collection, and the judiciary system, seems a little too plausible to me. This is a world in which the rich can literally get away with murder. The value of a person is determined by their worth to society, which of course is measured by their productivity. One of the most memorable characters in the book is an assassin who kills people, because that's what they do, turns herself in, and then just simply pays the associated fees and an additional fee to keep her record sealed, and goes on her merry way, having paid her very literal debt to society, which is, of course, less than what she charges to kill somebody, because she's a businesswoman. The story centers around Theo Miller, which isn't his real name, but rather a name he stole from a dead friend. This book is so uplifting, people. And his slow realization that his job as an auditor, in which he determines the dollar amount for that people should be paid or should pay for crimes such as murder, all your fun crimes, is perhaps not in service to a great society. Clair North plays with time in this book, interweaving three different periods of Theo's life as he tries to recall the story that he's telling while suffering from a traumatic head injury. That bit of stylistic whiz-bangery works very well for me, though I am a sucker for writers showing off in their writing, and it also helped elevate the book since the main plot point trod some pretty well-worn territory. It is, when you get down to it, a story about a man trying to find both his place in the world and protect his family. I'm also quite happy that at the end of the book actually ends. It isn't setting up for another book in a series that's full of X number of books, who knows. That kind of having a conclusion seems quite quaint these days, and I am very happy to it. Now, that's not to say that she didn't leave it open for another book, but this story, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, although it's not told in that order, so that made me quite satisfied as a reader. Anyway, if you aren't already depressed by the general state of the world these days, give 84K a read, and you might find yourself wondering just how much your life is worth.